Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem, the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to politics and public policy, one of our most important jobs here at the Montana Family Foundation is to educate and inform. The thing that sets us apart from many other nations is our ability to hold our elected officials accountable, but that only happens if we have the knowledge to know how to vote. Knowledge is power, and every 2 years we hold an election to decide if those we sent to Helena upheld our values or if they voted someone else's values. Under our system of government, a representative republic, not a democracy, as some would have you believe, we in effect elect representatives to carry our values by proxy into legislative chambers. If the system works as designed, free, fair, and accurate elections will result in representatives who share the same values as a majority of the people being sent to Helena to ensure that those values are voted into law. On the front end, each election cycle, we send out candidate questionnaires to determine where candidates stand on those Judeo-Christian values most important to our members. Then, on the back end, after a legislative session, we score those elected officials to determine whether or not they voted as promised. For the most part, the results are predictable, but in some cases, they're shocking, as we found out this week with the release of the 2023 Montana Family Foundation Legislative Scorecard. For us, the session and the scorecard by extension were both milestones. We normally try to score 10 bills on a broad array of subjects, ranging from abortion and euthanasia to religious liberty, LGBT issues, marriage and family, and school choice. This session, we scored 15 bills, and the results were eye-opening. Democrat legislators, for the most part, voted as a block. In both the House and Senate, two Democrat legislators scored a 7%, while all of the remaining Democrats received a zero. Republicans, on the other hand, were a mixed bag. In each House, nearly 70% of Republicans scored a perfect 100%, and nearly 80% scored a 90% or better. The remainder, for the most part, scored in the 80s, except for four Republican senators who scored below 50%. That's never happened in the 20-year history that we've been producing this scorecard. Those who scored the lowest included Senator Dan Solomon of Ronan, who scored 47%, Senators Terry Vermeer of Anaconda and Senator Russ Temple of Chester, who each scored 33%, and the lowest scoring Republican legislator in either House, Senator Jeff Wellborn of Dillon, who scored an amazing 13%. In a session where nearly 80% of Republican legislators scored a 90% or better, Senator Wellborn's 13% is truly an amazing feat. As we say on the scorecard, those who score 100% are outstanding family advocates, and they deserve your thanks. Transparency is key to the success of our system of government, and the Family Foundation scorecard is just one more tool to help voters cast informed votes. Please check out the scorecard today on our website at montanafamily.org. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.